Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, we need more plays on offense. I mean, we've been in the 50-play range, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And you need more plays. You need more consistency. And definitely, I mean, running the ball is a big part of our plan in that game, and we didn't do it. You know, we just didn't do it. So part of it's the three series. We got into some dropback stuff there and got knocked off the field. And we had the two penalties that Bo's talking about. And the next thing you know, then we throw a couple screens. We hit some screens.
That was John Harbaugh talking about the offense, and they want to run the ball.
Don't throw screens to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw screens to guys who win in the pass game.
Yeah, but Derrick Henry, that ball was picked off. Derrick Henry, 15 carries for 33 yards and a touchdown. There was no joy to be had in this running game, and I guess it begs the question, can they find joy in this running game, especially in the short term with no Lamar Jackson?
Well, look, we all know the narratives that came out of the Kansas City. Somebody's been telling you the only chance they have is presently constructed to sustain an offense and to keep their defense off the field is to have at least four people going out in the routes who could occasionally, or more than occasionally, win in them. That does not include Derrick Henry, especially if Derrick Henry is going to be an albatross on first down. Derrick Henry needed everything to be totally perfect last year, and it was, an absolute dream scenario. Best passing game in the NFL, best quarterback in the NFL, best fullback in the NFL, a good enough offensive line, playing with leads all the time. It was a dream. That's not this year. And he didn't look, I started bringing him up week one, he did not look the same. Even when he went wild for some runs on Buffalo, it didn't look quite the same to me. And the more it's gone, the less he looks and acts like a sledgehammer, and the more sort of puzzled and frustrated and unsure he is. There's been more tippy-toeing. There's been more awkwardness. There's certainly been more fumbling. And I would argue that as presently constructed, he actually makes them a worse offense. Why do I say that? Well, we all know this week was all about Derrick Henry. Mm. How many plays did they run on offense? I'll tell you again, 40. That's abject failure.
Yeah.
Now, more than one of every three was either going to him in the pass game or the run game. You can't tell me he hasn't been featured enough. Derrick Henry has touched the ball on 53% of their first downs for the season. He is 20th in the NFL in first down touches. He's 113th. In first down expected points added. Okay? He's run 41 times this season on first down. 21 of them have gone for 3 yards or less. 17 of them have gone for 2 yards or less. He has the 42-yard touchdown and the 46-yard and 30-yard touchdown on first downs. Those two carries went for 76 yards. The other 39 first down carries have gone for 147. That's 3.8 per carry. Okay. Also on first down, he has three fumbles, the interception on the screen pass to him there. They've tried it. It's not working. They're not going to be able to run the ball. Even when Lamar comes back, I'm telling you, it's not going to be last year, and they better start winning on first down with high percentage passes, especially with Cooper Rush for at least another week. Justice Hill needs to be an every down back. Period. This guy's the short yardage back. This guy's the short. He's not even. Even that's not working.
Yeah.
Even that's not working.
Because the line sucks. Like, they're just guys.
It's the same line as last year.
And it's not as good.
No, it's that not, Lamar Jackson hasn't run the ball. No, well, that's the difference.
That's fine, but I'm sorry.
But that's the whole thing that made him go.
That's true, but he's got no shot. Like, there are a lot of problems on this team. I don't think Derrick Henry has watched. He's got nowhere to run. Like, and I'm not
supposed to run over. Wait a minute.
He run over people. There's three guys in his face as soon as he gets the ball.
He's not last in the league in yards before contact or anything like that.
But you watched that game yesterday. Every time he touched the ball, there are three guys right there. He's got no shot. Like, I'm sorry. He's got no shot. And like,
get him off the field. Whether you want to make excuses for him.
I'm not making excuses. He's got nowhere to run.
He can't win for them on early downs. I've been saying it before the season
sucks. Nobody's going to win for them running the ball.
No. Throw the ball to Justice Hill.
That's fine. But nobody can win
for them. Throw the ball to Zay Flowers quickly.
That's fine. They're going to have to throw the ball. Nobody can win for them running the football.
I would dispute that. He looks like a 32-year-old back with 3,000 carries under his belt.
I'll say this. No one can
run. He ain't going to win for him.
No one can run the football for them without Lamar Jackson. Right now,
it's 2018 again, pre-Lamar.
How the team is currently constructed, Cooper Rush is the quarterback, because defenses can just load the box. You have no shot. Now, I'm with you. Like, you look at just the 1,000-foot view of first down carries, 5.4, but obviously you got those two long runs that skew things. But right now, without Lamar, you have no shot.
He also doesn't pass protect.
No, he doesn't.
And your offensive line sucks, and you don't have the fullback, so you better have Justice Hill on the field. Stop playing favorites. I don't care where the GM spent his money. The GM's a fool.
Hey,
he's a fool, and he won't be proven to be a fool. He was given Lamar Jackson. He will waste him. He is wasting him.
I agree with a lot of what you say, especially this week with no Ronnie Stanley, and Ronnie Stanley looks compromised anyway. This offensive line is awful, and they don't have the 300-yard fullback. Like, I feel like Derrick Henry is down the list of the problems they have because he's got no freaking chance.
Well,
like,
watching I'll take that yesterday, someone with twitch and explosion who you have to worry about maybe catching a pass than watching this.
Like, they get Lamar back. Then the running, again, I said it earlier. This is 2018 Joe Flacco running. Like, there's nowhere to run.
You're acting like this just started in this game.
No, I hear you. It's been like that for a while.
It's worse now.
Yeah,
it's worse now. All the more reason why, as I was telling you in real time, while Harbs was trying to blame the OC, bro, I guarantee you, if you gave Todd Monken truth serum, he would have said, the 260-pound guy does me no good right now. We ain't Harbs. You could tell me I need to feed him 20 times. They tried. They tried against the exact same team that they destroyed on Christmas
because
Day.
Because they didn't have they couldn't do what they
Whatever
did on Christmas
it is.
Day. They didn't have the MVP quarterback. They didn't have the 300-pound fullback. And the offensive line is a shadow of what it was on Christmas Day.
And I'm telling you, if the offensive line is still bad, they will continue to run blitz. I'll go back to the Cleveland game. They will continue to run blitz on early downs. Derrick Henry is going to have problems. Lamar, with a compromised hammy and a bad offensive line, even when Ricard comes back, is going to have problems. The ball needs to come out quickly. If the running back on the field, A, can't pass protect, and B, can't catch the ball, get him off the field. Now, if you're able to build up a lead with Justice Hill on the field, and so you got him, and you got two tight ends, and at least one wide receiver who might be able to catch the ball and catch it quickly, that's it. And then you get a lead, and you want to try to go to him, great. But I'm just telling you, the best is over. You saw it. It ain't ever getting back to that. Father Time is undefeated.
See,
and he will not have the super special template that they had last year. In part because that offensive line sucks. The GM didn't get a backup left tackle.
You're right.
The GM didn't replace Patrick McCary.
I think what we're saying
the GM
sort of the same.
Didn't decide, you know what, these guards, just because I drafted them, might not be that good. Let me get real competition for them. He did none of that. And if you keep putting this guy on the field, even with Lamar, with all that around him, they're going to keep ending up in 2nd and 11 and 3rd and 15. I know what I'm watching.
The other part of it that's tough, though, and this is more for Monken and really the quarterback, like when Justice Hill's on the field, it's a tell.
That's why he needs to be on the field more.
But the vast majority of the time, you're just you don't have to worry about running the football. He doesn't get the touches to warrant the respect of a defense.
You could at least pull off, and they did it a couple times, a draw play or something that gets you more than 2.5 yards. More than 3.8 yards.
I feel like this.
It's a tell because
yeah,
they keep.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The reason I didn't want him signing this guy in the first place is he doesn't win for you on third down. He, in his whole career, as great as he's been,
right.
He was never on the field. The modern game is changing. They want to do it their way.
But a year ago, it was great.
They had the greatest offense in the, will say, by DVOA, yes. Better than the Coryell Fouts Chargers.
Yes.
Better than the John Taylor, Jerry Rice, Young or
Montana. That's a sin you said
Montana.
John Taylor before Jerry Rice.
Like, they will tell you what Lamar did and how many rushing touchdowns and how many passing touchdowns they had, and anybody could be the star at any given moment.
I think the one
that might never happen again in the history of the league.
I agree with everything you said, except I don't think this is his fault. Like that, everything
whether
around
it's
him
his
is
fault
crumbled.
Or not. If you think the idea is force feeding him on obvious early downs, you don't know football.
I hear you. They're stuck. They're stuck. But I don't think it's his fault they're stuck. Like, I'm watching what you're watching yesterday, and what I'm seeing is three guys in his face as soon as he gets the football. I don't know who's beating that.
I mean, but this is the same guy who just runs over. He's a superhero. Last year, he was it. It wasn't everything around him. It was him. There are people who were trying to say he's an MVP candidate. I'm like, what? He wouldn't be doing this anywhere else. Not have done it anywhere else.
But that's where, and it was a match made in heaven, where Lamar's not having the type of year that he had without Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry's not having the type of year without Lamar Jackson. It was a perfect fit last year.
And now everything's going to bleep.
You don't think that?
I do, but how do you not fortify against that?
It's a different.
Well, it's the best case scenario.
We're just going to run it back. Yeah, but he sat there and said, I don't have to do much this offseason.
No.
He did say
that. He did.
And I'm like, well, what happens if the left tackle gets hurt? Mm. What happens if Matabike gets hurt?
What happens if Rosengarten regresses? What happens if and now your tackle stink?
What happens if both your guards suck?
Yeah. And if your tackle stink and both your guards stink, that's a problem.
And if both your guards suck, your tiny little center ain't going to be all world anymore.
No.
And you're not going to want to pay him. And you're not going to be able to pay him because now you need a left tackle. Yeah. You need two pass rushers. You need two corners. You need at least one linebacker.
He's
the best GM in the league.
T-Bone time. TMI.
He's a genius.
TIM, what you got?
I love his sunglasses at night.
You're right about all of the personnel issues, and we've talked about that all offseason. But I wanted to focus on John Harbaugh because John Harbaugh has had teams even more compromised than yesterday that would battle and fight, and that was one of the big traits of a John Harbaugh coach team, which was unrecognizable yesterday, and we'll get into it more next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.